Here's the snap. Here's the rush. CJ throwing over the middle. Hits Diggs. 40. Diggs taking people with him. 45 to the 48-yard line. Lewis and Bishop went for a ride as Stephon Diggs picks up 18.
Yeah, that was a big time. Was that the jump throw? Like the jump pass?
I believe so,
that
yeah.
That he made. That was a big time throw from CJ Stroud in that game as they took an early 17-3 lead, went into the halves up 17-3. And then held on in the end and ended up winning 23-20 at the buzzer. But we do this every Monday, and this one is I'm curious. I am really curious to hear the thoughts of everybody on this one. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. What is your grade for CJ Stroud? I can't wait to hear what Clint's is as well. What's your grade for C.J. Stroud's game yesterday? Again, if you don't know the numbers, he was 28 of 38, 331, one touchdown, one interception. He ran it three times for 27 yards and had a lost fumble. Two turnovers there in the fourth quarter, had the weird intentional grounding situation that ended up being what at the time felt really crucial until the Buffalo Bills said, here, my turn. Yep. But I'm seeing here on the text line, Clint, from folks here, B minus, B plus. I give CJ a solid B here on AZ Storm on YouTube and Twitch. Said Stroud an A in the first half and a C plus in the second half. I give CJ Stroud a C plus grade, started strong and then faded before finishing upward from Ocho. Let's hear it from our quarterback, Clint Sterner, two time second
two
team.
Time.
All SEC for them Hogs who got busy this weekend. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But you, what was your grade? What did you get a sense of how CJ performed? Somebody just slid in with it.
Nah, I can't do it. C+.
C+. Huh?
C+. I thought CJ played really well. I think he's handled some chaotic situation. He's shown the ability to stay on the move and has made a ton of plays on the move. He made a few more this week. But yeah, I mean, look, you can't, you turn the football over twice. That in itself eliminates an A. And then you take it into account when he turned the football over.
How much do you blame those two turnovers?
Both
on
of them.
CJ.
They're both on CJ.
As a guy who's played the position, yeah, both of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. CJ's got, look, I mean, CJ's too freewheely with the football in the pocket and the extending plays thing.
He didn't have two hands on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it just loose with it in a moment where, you know, it's been pretty chaotic throughout. And any way you slice it, when you got the ball and somebody swats it out of your hands, it's on you. So, yeah, it's easy. I got a C+, and I'm pretty firm in that right there. The turnover, and you said the intentional grounding that could end up costing you the game, that's another hit right there.